Hello and welcome to the Inner Fight Endurance podcast. We're on episode 204, I believe. And of course, we're still brought to you by Hoka. Rob Jones currently wearing Hoka. Well, he did wear Hoka at the Himam Ultra Trail race that he did last Friday with Marcus. They're still there, which is why you're only hearing my dulcet tones today. Rob Jones was in Himam. He had the trail club over there. I think he had around 15 members over there running, which is pretty awesome, actually, especially going over to a race in Oman, which is about a six-hour drive from Dubai. We had people running the 20K, people on the 55K, which actually was a 49, and then three, I believe, on the 110K, which apparently was pretty, pretty tough. If you're following along on their Instagrams and their stories, you'd have seen it, but if you didn't see it, it was very tricky terrain underfoot. There's lots of loose rock over in Oman, and it looks like the route organizers planned quite a lot of route with, I don't know what to say, but like no mercy in mind by the looks of it. But they also seemed to appreciate a good view and even got them running through some villages, taking the Omani culture and along little sort of dams, well, not dam, big dams, but look like small streams. I need to get Rob on next week and ask him about them, but looks like the villagers had sort of dug out these water inlets that allowed the water to run off to different places. And the route organizers had, yeah, put the route along there, which looked like you had to watch your feet quite carefully or you were going to get pretty wet. So they had a lot of fun over there. Saturday, we had the Saturday ride. We were probably about 20, 25 people strong. Really good, good group, good mix. We did two routes. We had one route, the normal 85K stick and loop, for those of you who know Al-Qudra. And then we had a few people go off on the extension and do the 105. So if you are, no matter what kind of level you're at, we can look after you. On that, for cyclists, we have Monday sessions with Rob Foster at Bike DXB. He does handling skills, he does cadence drills, very much beginner, and also intermediates who want to continue honing their skills, go along to that ride. Or if you just want to have a coffee with good people, then that is Monday mornings. Wednesday is our interval session. Normally it's about 90 minutes long, and we always do some structured intervals on the Al-Qudra track. And then Saturdays are our long ride. Also on the running front, this morning, I'm recording this on a Sunday. This is coming out obviously on a Wednesday, but last weekend we had a Inner Fight Endurance and Inner Fight Endurance Ladies Run Club collaboration run, where we did the 16K, what we call the empty quarter loop, which was bottom of the stick out on the new road that's not open yet, and then back in along the Akoya Road with some rolling hills. And we again had a good 20, 25 people there. It was really cool setting off in the dark as a group and watching people. Some people go for their longest runs. Some people cruise along for their marathon pace runs ready for Valencia, which is coming up. And some people just getting out and enjoying the sunrise. It was so, so nice to watch, and such a great social way to have a run and start your Sunday, and absolutely love to see it. Coming up, we have quite a few events. There's Valencia Marathon on the way. Then there's Abu Dhabi Marathon. We have, as always, some cycling on the weekends, people doing a few of their own challenges. And then obviously the holidays are here. We don't stop over the holidays. We will continue on as normal. So if you are interested to join us at any point, we can take care of you. We have the community plan. Community plan is a plan where you get to basically join any of our community sessions, whether it's run, cycling, or if we're putting on some swims, you can come along and join those. It's 750 dirhams per month, and you get access to the Inner Fight Endurance community. We can also look after you on a one-to-one basis. We have coaches who will cover you for ultra running, normal running, marathon running, 5K running, 3K running. We have triathlon coaches ready to take care of you from sprint distance, beginner, all the way through to your first or maybe even your 20th Ironman. We have some of those people as well. We have cyclists, cycling coaches, literally anything you want to do endurance-based, we can take care of you. So please get in touch. Get straight in touch with me, tw@innerfight.com. Now, today might feel quite sales pitchy, and I'm sorry for that. But I will tell you a little bit of a backstory to what I'm talking about today. 4 years ago, could be five now, I built a running program called Run Strong. And this was genuinely built around Marcus, who was doing 30 marathons in 30 days for the Dubai Fitness Challenge. And he asked me to help him out with the strength training for it. And I saw a lot of holes in the game of runners' strength training, but also what sort of Marcus had been doing with his CrossFit stuff and basically hammering the nervous system, which then meant that he couldn't get the most out of his running. And I thought, we can do this better. And obviously I had been trained to do this better. So between me and him, we put our heads together and came up with 6 months of the Run Strong program, which I'm really proud to say has been so effective for so many people. And that is because it's a running strength program, but doesn't take you away from your running, which is really, really important to me. And it was the biggest thing I had in mind when I was designing it, is what do runners need that is going to help them to get stronger, but alongside being able to continue to run, not the next day after it, you know, walking around like they've like a duck and they've got really sore legs for 3 days and they're getting actually increased chance of injury. I want to decrease their chance of injury. So the program has stability sessions, it has posture sessions, power sessions, flexibility sessions, and I really help you piece together your week to make sure that it all becomes very effective. Now, that has been out for many, many years. You can go ahead on Training Peaks now and you can buy it. It can go straight into your Training Peaks and you can follow it along. One thing I've been asked for the last 3 years is a cycling strength program. And this has been on my mind, yeah, pretty much nonstop for 3 years. How do I create it? What's actually going to work? And finally, I can now say we have this program. It's a 9 week long program, which is a lot different to Run Strong. Run Strong is blocks of 4 weeks. So month one all the way through to month six. This is just a 9 week program. And the program works through progressive overload alongside accessory sessions. So training a lot of cyclists, what I've realized over the years is we can get strong in the gym and you can get strong on the bike, but actually the best cyclists are able to do both on a concurrent basis. So getting strong in the gym while getting strong on the bike is actually what you're trying to aim for in terms of strength work. So we have in two sessions in a week where you are lifting hopefully some heavier weights, because that's what you need. You're not weak if you're a cyclist in your legs, but you might struggle to piece it together in order to do some strength training without being crazy sore. And to do that, you have to lift some heavier weights, but you've got to be smart with how you're lifting them and making sure that you've got the rep scheme correct and you've got the rest time correct as well. So I've put that together. You get two sessions like that in your week. Alongside that, which is really, really important for cyclists, is your core work, your posture work, making sure that you're able to put it all together as well and allow yourself, so your upper body allows yourself to be stable and your core to be strong, so you can use the power that you're creating in your legs through the gym work and also through the more cycling that you are doing. So I have put notes in this in the plan, in the nine week plan, to help guide you through it. But essentially, you are doing two strong strength sessions a week that are a little bit heavier. It's going to challenge you, which is really important. So you're going to do squats, you're going to do split squats, you're going to do some calf raises, because that, remember, is your linkage between your hips, your knees, and your ankles. It's something that cyclists probably really don't think about, but we're going to train your lower legs. We're going to train your calves, which also makes your feet stronger, which is going to allow you to transfer more power down to the pedals. Well, obviously, we're training squats to hit those big leg muscles. We're training split squats because that's more specific to cycling. So we're going to do both. Okay. And then we have another thing that's very, very important within cyclists is training your hip flexors and your pulling muscles. That's a really nice way to unlock a little bit more power on the bike, is to get your pulling muscles, your hip flexors, alongside the quads, the hamstrings, which we're building in the other areas, also strong. So we're looking at you as a whole strength human rather than just what cyclists need. Then on your accessory days, you're training things like adductors, your stabilizers, glute medius, which is your abductors, again, stabilizers, hamstrings, which help with the pulling and also stop your back getting tight if we make those strong. And then, as I said before, the more important stuff, the core work, making sure you can stay nice and stable while you're riding your bike. So when you're pushing down one leg and then the other, you're not rocking over the seat side to side. You're staying dead stable, which if you watch the best cyclists in the world, their upper body barely moves, but their legs pump like mad. And you think, how do they do that? Well, they do that because they've got strong core and hips. All that in a 9 week program. And what I would like to see, what I have been seeing with clients I've been putting through it, you're going to see strength numbers progress as the week goes on. you're going to see at the beginning, you've got quite high reps, high load. And as we get closer to the end of the 9 weeks, we start to drop the reps down, but we increase the load even more. So you're starting to lift weights that you probably didn't realize you could even do. But this program is going to push you there to do that. The bonus part to this program as well is I'm adding in a cadence session once a week. Cadence drills, you're going to do single leg work and you're going to do cadence work. And what this is doing is helping you to create more pathways between your muscles and your nervous system and your motor system. So what you're actually going to be able to do is access more of the muscles that you already have or more of the muscles that you're building through the strength session. And I put it in there, it doesn't have to be on a set day. You can do the cadence session, you can do it either on in the week or you can do it on a weekend, depending on what your other rides look like. And if you've got other rides that you want to be doing alongside another program, I talk you through it. I get you to think about where you're putting it. What are you focusing on? But I think it's also a good time of year to be launching this, certainly for the rest of the world, if you like, because you're going into your off season. There's no better time to get strong than your off season. And obviously here in UAE, we're coming into the peak season. So probably more people are cycling than worry about being in the gym. But as summer comes around, this would be the time to use the Cycle Strong program. It's on Training Peaks. It'll go directly into your Training Peaks account. And then everything in there, you've got the exercise followed by the reps, sets, rest, and then a clickable link to a YouTube video, which is yours truly doing the demo exercise, which hopefully you'll find easy enough to follow along with. Also got in some resources into the plan, some interesting podcasts, I think, that would benefit you to listen to while you're working on your strength training. We talk a little bit around nutrition alongside your strength training as well, because if you're doing a more strength training, a little bit more focus on protein and getting in good energy sources is also key. Making sure you're sleeping a little bit better and just some things in there to get you thinking alongside it. It is obviously called Cycle Strong. It's available on Training Peaks. You can go there, you can search it. I'll also put the link into the show notes. And for 9 weeks program with 3 strength sessions in your week and 1 built cadence session, it is $100. Have to do it in dollars because it's on Training Peaks, American company. But $100 will get you that, and then it's yours. You have it. It's in your Training Peaks, and you have it for the rest of your training life. It's taken me a long time to get to this point to actually, put it out there because I wanted to make sure it was the most effective program I could make. And I'm really, really proud of it. And I look forward to you guys doing it. And please let me know how you're getting on. Please let me know if there's any problems in there. I can go straight and adjust it. Or if you have any further questions or want a little bit of a consultation around it, please just email me, tw@innerfight.com. And I'd absolutely love to be able to help you get stronger on your bike, whether it's triathlon bike, road bike, mountain bike. This program, I'm really, really confident, can help you. All right. That's enough for me. That is this week. It is just a show on me telling you this new program is launched. Don't forget, Christmas is coming soon as well. So maybe you have a friend who you're always dropping on the bike and you're fed up of them being so weak. Send them this program. You might help them out. Or use it for yourself and just make yourself even stronger. You can drop them even more. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I look forward to next week. We have Rob Foster back on the podcast. And Rob Foster is going to talk to us about timelines within training and racing. Really interesting subject because we see it a lot. How many times do you maybe set yourself up to fail through thinking around incorrect timelines with what you want to achieve? So Rob Foster is going to come back on the show and talk to us about that. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Take care.